T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll at WWL.com. Tonight, who won the Anthony Davis trade? Lakers or Pelicans? You can cast your vote WWL.com or the radio.com app. Two things I want to get to here. Number one, will Lonzo Ball be traded? Will the Pelicans ship him out of town? The answer to that is a resounding no in my mind. I can't see it happening. Folks, this franchise has spent the last 7 years, since Chris Paul left, searching for a young franchise-type point guard. Don't necessarily know if Lonzo Ball is that yet, but he's shown flashes of that, and he was the number 2 overall pick a couple of years ago for a reason. You're not going to trade that guy for who exactly? Who exactly would you trade that for Lonzo Ball for? You got to give me these trade options here. I mean, you're not trading Lonzo Ball for Bradley Beal. You're not trading 6 years of Lonzo Ball for 2 years of Bradley Beal. Here's a text from the 225. I can already see the NBA scheduling the Lakers versus the Pelicans on Christmas Day. I will see something like that. There's little doubt about that. So we talked about the Pelicans coming in consensus winners in this Anthony Davis trade. Now, we're going to spend the rest of this week, at least until draft day, talking about what the Pelicans might do with the number 4 overall pick that they got from the Lakers. There is now a coalescing of opinion around the city and also around the country that the Pelicans should look to move this selection in return for a veteran player that can improve the roster immediately. Guys like Bradley Beal of Washington, or maybe Aaron Gordon, a forward over there in Orlando. I know this is going to be obvious, but I feel like I need to remind everybody who's listening this, because we're so over the moon with this trade and landing Zion, that we need to be brought back to reality a little bit. The Pelicans are not in a position to compete for an NBA title immediately. I'll tell you, they don't appear to be all that close at all in this still-loaded Western Conference. It's not like just because the Warriors are going to play next season without Kevin Durant and most of the season without Klay Thompson, then all of a sudden this is up for grabs. The Lakers now are title favorites for a reason. They've got 2 of the 5 best players in the NBA on their roster now, with Anthony Davis and with LeBron James, and they will add pieces around them. You've got Houston still with James Harden, Chris Paul, Clint Capella. Denver and Portland still positioned to repeat their deep playoff runs. This core of Zion Williamson, Ball, Ingram, Hart, and Drew Holiday, yeah, that's a nice young core. Those are going to pair well together. But folks, none of those players made the playoffs last year on their respective teams. That is a hell of a leap to believe that just because they're in New Orleans now, they're a player or two away from competing for a championship. What? Long-term contention has to be the focus for the Pelicans. This is a long game that they are playing now. And I talked about patience at the top of the program. They're going to have a lot of it. Zion's going to need time to develop, just like LeBron did. LeBron wasn't the player he is now until about 3 years into the league. Ingram and Ball, nice players. They still have their issues, and they need to develop a rapport with everybody here on the roster, and also they need to get familiar with Alvin Gentry's system. It's going to be years, 3, 4, 5 years before the Pelicans are truly in position to compete for championships. Adding a veteran rent-a-player or 2 of those isn't going to change that. They've got 7 now first-round picks in the next 5 seasons. They're going to have multiple opportunities to find additional support for this core. And even if you don't think all those picks are going to pan out, the odds are they're going to find a star or two in that bunch. I mean, that's just the odds. Why would the Pelicans hamper this process by shipping away draft picks for a player who can only help them in the immediate? Talked about Bradley Beal. So many people still here believe that the Pelicans should trade the number 4 pick and maybe plus things for Bradley Beal. Sensational young, relatively anyways, young guard for the Washington Wizards, but he's only got 2 years of team control left before he's an unrestricted free agent. Aaron Gordon has seen his name pop up quite a bit recently. He's got 3 years of team control left if they were to trade for him from Orlando. Clint Capella, 3 years left. I've seen two rumors, and I think these are rumors, linking him to the Pelicans for that number 4 pick. And I also want to mention, you can forget any assurances that these trade targets would make about their desire to re-sign long-term in New Orleans. Are we just going to forget what happened with Kyrie Irving up in Boston? Folks, he was on mic at the Garden telling all the fans that he was going to re-sign in Boston months ago. And he about-faced, and now it looks like he's on his way out. You can't believe anything these players say. I get that Beal or Gordon or the slew of other targets would improve the team's win total over the next couple of seasons. But the Pelicans are going to begin to feel the sting of those trades if those happen right about the time when Zion Williamson is rounding into form as what everybody expects to be one of the world's best players. And if we're talking about a respected locker room presence, a veteran presence, they don't need that with Drew Holiday on the roster. He is that. If Drew can't help develop these young players, Gordon or Beal or whoever certainly won't. And let's just go ahead and play the what-if game here. Even if whatever veteran player did want to sign a new long-term deal in New Orleans when they were up for unrestricted free agency, that's only going to handcuff this franchise financially. Now, Gail Benson has indicated the franchise would go past the luxury tax threshold if they felt the team was close to winning a title. But they don't have the financial resources of major market teams like the Lakers, Warriors, Celtics, Knicks. It doesn't mean when Gail Benson says they're going to go into luxury tax, they're not going to go into Golden State level area of luxury tax. Offering a player approaching his 30s, which is what all these guys would be, a massive long-term deal, it's really going to hamper their ability to re-sign all these young pieces that they're bringing in. If there's a move to be made with this number 4 pick, I think it's trading back in this year's draft to acquire extra first-round selections. Chicago has been openly talking about moving up from the number 7 pick. You have Atlanta, same thing. They've got two picks in the top 10, number 8 and number 10. The talent between picks 4 and about 15 are relatively equal. That's how they've been evaluated. I think it would make sense to move back, if possible, bring in even more young talent to surround Williamson with. This is the old, you know, throw as many things on the wall, see what sticks strategy. But the Pelicans right now, with all of these moves that they made, with getting extremely fortunate in that NBA draft lottery, the Lands' number 1 pick, or they're going to use on Zion, they have positioned themselves eventually to grow into an NBA behemoth. It's going to take some luck. It's going to take exceptional development, sensational talent evaluation. But above all, it's going to require extreme patience from those running this franchise. Do we really need to rewind what has happened here the last 7 years? Do we just forget about this already? Do we have amnesia? Dell Demps spent years, his entire tenure here, trading away young players and draft picks in this misguided effort to win more games in the short term because he and people in the front office believed that that was the only way to energize an apathetic fan base. They knew there was no true path to championship contention with those moves. They just wanted to win a few more games, try to get the fans and to put their pitchforks down. Those plans now we know backfired spectacularly. And they lit the entire Anthony Davis era on fire, mummified it in irrelevancy. And now we have some people who have lived through this wanting the Pelicans and David Griffin to make the same mistakes that Dell Demps and this franchise made before? Haven't we all learned our lesson yet, folks? This is not hard. This stuff is not hard. You are not going to convince me, even if the move is made, that trading the number 4 pick for a rent-a-player like Bradley Beal is the right idea. I will go toe-to-toe with anybody on that, and I have very good friends of mine who know basketball as well or better than I do, who think that, but I'm not coming off that. I've seen too much of this here in New Orleans the last decade. Patience. That's the word that we're going to have to use for the next few years as they develop this young core into a team that can possibly compete for a championship. 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. Text line is 870-870. We will get to your phone calls when we come back, plus some texts at 870-870 as the last lap continues on WWL.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.